It doesn't make any difference whether it's in the house or in the yard. We call a faucet a faucet.
Still would be a faucet.
Mm-hmm.
And when you buy a few, is it your waster?
No, he go where he wants to go.
That's a handy gadget.
How are you?
He's got plenty of curiosity yet, but he can't hear much.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them in?
They put them in a paper sack.
Sack.
Unless there's some of those people that have come down here with the textile mills from North Carolina, and they put them in pokes.
In pokes?
Yes. But there are so many people that have come down from there until you hear the word poke fairly often, and you know what it means. You hear it often enough that you know what they're talking about.
Poke is not native, though.
No, poke isn't native. It's just a paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
Or a paper bag.
And what do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth?
A sack.
This would be a sack.
Mm-hmm. You have a sack.
Okay. And a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and play on. Small.
Are you talking about a Jew's harp that you strum? Are you talking about a mouth organ that we call a harp?
Okay, this would be something you'd blow on.
You blow in and then you suck back and make the difference in the tone.
What do you call that?
Well, we call that a harp down here, and sometimes we call it a mouth organ.
Mouth organ or mouth harp?
We don't bother the mouth if we call it a harp.
Just a harp. And the same kind of thing made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked.
That's a Jew's harp.
All right. And a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board.
Seesaw.
And a homemade merry-go-round, in the backyard. You made a homemade merry-go-round. Mm-hmm.
We just call it a merry-go-round.
I go back to your childhood.
Sometimes they make it just of one long board,
mm-hmm.
with a hole in the middle that sets over a pin of some sort. And sometimes they take two long boards and put them at right angles to one another in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and that'll let four children ride instead of two.
But you've never heard Flying Jenny?
I was just going to tell you, that's the Flying Jenny.
Oh, the four boards.
The four boards is the Flying Jenny.
I see.
Or if there are more than four boards. It's called how many children you got in your family as to...
Mm-hmm.
They...
You're being really very helpful because we're getting all kinds of responses, but not any kind of delineation among the different types.
Oh yeah, there's quite a distinction.
I see. A flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes.
Home. Or wet rock.
Wet rock. Uh-huh. And you have wood fences down here. You don't have rock fences.
Well,
right?
Wood fences used to be very popular because we had plenty of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was a rail fence.
What was that like?
The rails were cut like your Uncle Abraham Lincoln, just split the rails, and then they were piled one upon another, like that.
Mm-hmm. And
then there was a paling fence.
Paling fence?
That was made of slats nailed to a horizontal frame. The palings are put perpendicular to a horizontal frame.
Mm-hmm.
Not always exactly perpendicular. That word don't take that too seriously.